helpful, helpless, useful, useless. Let me hear you. Helpful, helpless, useful, useless. In every situation, in every conversation, before you speak, before you act, before you move, before you discern, before you decide, if you take these four words and you apply them to every situation, it will please the Lord and it will bring you joy, true freedom, and true happiness. Helpful, helpless, useful, useless. The word helpful. What is truly helpful to you in every conversation and situation? What is going to lead you to eternal peace, eternal freedom, eternal happiness? What is going to be that cause that leads you to that eternal freedom, the glorious freedom of the children of God? What is going to save you in every moment? These four words, to ask yourself, if what I'm about to say, how I am going to respond, my reaction in this moment, is it helpful to God and helpful to me and helpful to all humanity? If it is, then do it. But we have to understand what is helpful to our cause and to our salvation. Prayer, we hear today, is extremely helpful. It is useless not to pray. Faith, we hear, the Lord says, faith will save you. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Faith can move mountains, can change hearts, brings us the gift of salvation. That is helpful. To doubt is useless. Sin is useless. Yelling and screaming at one another, useless. That's not helpful to anyone. What's helpful to us is hope, faith, love, compassion, to be kind, mutually forgiving. That's all helpful. Useless is all the things that cause us worry and fear and doubt. Useless. What's useful to us is Scripture, the sacraments, the church, Mass, prayer, all useful for us to all obtain salvation and freedom and eternal happiness and eternal peace. God is telling us through Scripture what's helpful and useful to us, and for us not to use any of that, it's useless. It doesn't do anything for us. When we are self-reliant on ourselves, useless. When we are self-absorbed, useless. When we're greedy and we lack charity, useless. But imitating Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that's helpful to us. And that is useful to our salvation and to all creation. The word helplessness, to be helpless, we don't like that word. We don't like to be vulnerable. We don't like helplessness at all. Today, we see the helplessness in that first reading of Moses, of Aaron, Hur, of Joshua. They're helpless. But what they do is something that is helpful and useful, not only to them, but to all the Israelites, the whole community, they pray. And not only do they pray, but they help each other pray, because Moses has to keep his hands out in orons, in prayer, praying to God. And when he's growing weary and tired, what's helpful is to have some friends. We see that in the gospel, the paralytic. He had friends that brought him to Jesus. We need friends who are faithful and prayerful and fidelity to the covenant of God. And we see that they are helpful to Moses, and Moses is helpful to them and to the people simply because he prays. We hear in the second reading, Paul is telling Timothy that pray. Continue to pray for the people, but use scripture as a form of prayer. Look at scripture and listen to the word of God. It's helpful. And do what he's telling you to do. That's useful, not only to you, but to your congregation and to all the faithful, the believers. It will also be instrumental for those who are non-believers in their conversion. Today, we see the helplessness of this widow. She's alone. She has no one. She has no means to care for herself. And she puts herself in the hands of God. And Jesus says, pay attention. Pay attention. That she continues to pray and pray and pray. She perseveres in prayer. She's persistent in prayer. Prayer is helpful, it's useful to her situation. And it finally moves that unjust judge to render a just decision. See how helpful prayer is in these situations. But we have to admit we are helpless. But guess what? God is helpless when we don't come to him in prayer. God is helpless if you don't ask him for assistance and for grace. God is helpless if you won't allow him to bestow a blessing on you. God is helpless. He's made himself helpless, a poor little child in a manger, helpless, but with hands outstretched, always praying to the Father. The beloved child of God is helpful to us when we embrace him, when we hear his word, when we practice what is preaching, when we take on his command, his precepts, his decrees, all helpful, but we can only obtain them in prayer. These are powerful words in any situation. Before you speak, before you move, before you react, before you respond, ask yourself if what I'm about to say, what I'm about to do, is it helpful to God, helpful to me and all humanity? If it is helpful, then do it. But what's more helpful is to make yourself helpless in the presence of God, because that is helpful to God, to you, and to all humanity. Useful is the gift of prayer. Useless is what sin brings us and all our family and friends. Helpful, helpless, useful, useless, helpful in any and every situation.